The crowd was so large that about 100 people had to watch on closed-circuit television in the old gymnasium. Many government and tribal leaders from Southeast and other parts of Alaska were in attendance. Dignitaries included Governor Sean Parnell, Senator Lisa Murkowski, and U.S. Senate candidate Scott McAdams. Parnell began the ceremony by praising Wallace and Tokuoka for being true men of honor.
Sons and fathers, men who love their families, men who swore an oath to protect and defend Alaskans, men who served others first, men who balanced strength and authority with respect and compassion.
Several dozen uniformed public safety officers lined the bleachers and rows of folding chairs on the gym floor. Police, fire, and military agencies from every corner of Alaska, as well as the lower 48 and Canada, were represented. Alaska Department of Public Safety Commissioner Joe Masters commented on the bonds that unite the law enforcement community during tragedy.
As witness to how strong it is, one just needs to look around this room. Local, state, federal, international law enforcement officers are banded here together.
Hoonah Police Chief John Millen said he'd flipped a coin and decided to eulogize Tokuoka first. Various media reports have described the U.S. Marine Corps veteran as a larger-than-life action figure. Millen, himself an ex-Marine, said all of those descriptions were true. Tokuoka was a towering figure whose quiet demeanor could be intimidating at times, but Millen said the more he'd gotten to know him, the more he saw Tokuoka's soft side. He said he loved his wife and four kids and would do anything for his coworkers. For proof, Millen said look no further than Tokuoka's heroic actions the night he was shot.
Matt ran directly into a hail of bullets when any other person would run away, and he did so without a hint of hesitation. He called in a situation report, precisely like a Marine would in combat. He began to move Tony to safety when he laid down his life. He also saw to the safety of Tony's mother and his own family. Matt walked through the gates of hell and into the valley of the shadow of death, and he feared no evil. He laid down his life for his partner and his community.
Millen described Wallace as an amazing and unique young man who loved his mother and daughter with all his heart. A championship wrestler in both high school and college, Wallace was legally deaf, something many people said would prevent him from achieving his dream of being a cop. Of course, Wallace did achieve that dream, and Millen said he was the most accomplished and dedicated officer on the Hoonah Police Force, a real cop's cop. But his service to the community went beyond patrolling the streets.
He touched so many lives coaching here at the school, playing Scrabble with the elders at the senior center. For Hoonah's wrestling team, his expertise was invaluable. Tony Wallace loved being a cop and helping people. So much good arose from his amazing come-from-behind success story.
Millen said Wallace and Tokuoka both had wonderful senses of humor, and he'd miss the times they spent joking together around the police station.
Tony took occasional pleasure in tormenting his chief. If he excessively tormented me, I would suddenly cover my mouth with my hands while I spoke. And yes, he could read lips. Oftentimes, Matt would join in doing the same thing. Tony would jump up and down and say, "Okay, pick on the deaf guy." Then Matt would say, "Wait a minute, I thought it was hard of hearing."
Family and friends of the fallen officers were the last to speak, including Haley Tokuoka, Matt's wife.
"My husband is an amazing man. Not only was he a great person, he was my best friend. He was the most amazing father any person could wish for. He was so loving, nurturing, and I just thank him for all the memories we have."
As the service came to an end, four U.S. Marines performed a military gun salute outside the gym. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
Ready, aim, fire, present.